Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
It's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Metis.
Good morning here on a beautiful sunny Saturday. It is Tee to Green, live and on the air on WGR Sports Radio 550. I'm Brian Cozio, along with Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Metis, and we are in Attica this morning, and we're excited to be at Attica's 10th hole and golf course. With you for the next hour right here for the best talk, best spot for local golf talk here in Western New York. And I'm excited this morning because this golf course is super cool, and we're going to talk about it with owner Scott Howard here in just a moment. But we'll have our normal features, our Western New York PGA tip of the week. We're going to talk about playing golf with elevation change, as there's definitely some of that here on this golf course. Excitement at the Valspar Championship, we'll get to that. And more news coming up. Kevin, I know you're excited to be here as well. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I'm thrilled to be here because, to me, this is upscale grassroots golf, right? It's a nine-hole golf course that is just a joy to play. It's fun. It's local. And Scott's story is a great story on becoming the owner of this golf course. And I played it last year. Tournament had a blast. So much fun to play here, and it's in great shape. No surprise with Scott Howard in charge.
That's right. Yeah, it's my first trip out here. It's beautiful. We're sitting here on the what's this called, Scott? The 10th tee?
10th hole.
10th hole. Sorry, on the 10th hole. It's a beautiful view. Looks like it'd be just amazingly fun to play. A lot of hills. The first hole is pretty cool. You sit there and you're trying to zing it out there, but it's cool. It's a nice little ride. And it's nice. Looks like a lot of fun.
So let's introduce the owner here. As you mentioned, Scott Howard, the owner. And many hats, and superintendent, and pretty much everything else, right, Scott? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Veteran of the golf
industry.
Good
to be here.
Yeah. So we got to know Scott for many years, and we got to give him, Kevin, some love because he was the man that made our Duster Challenge so successful for so long. We held it at Fox Valley. Scott did a great job as the superintendent there for many years. But the effort that he put in to setting up an 18-hole golf course on a putting green for us to have for our Duster Putting Challenge to raise some great money for charity, I know is something that we'll always be grateful for because that was a big piece of why our event was so successful.
Yeah, it certainly was. I remember initial discussions with some folks at the club. I'm like, well, you got to talk to Scott. You want to put 18 holes in there? I want to talk to Scott. Scott's like, awesome. He was like, he wasn't like, no, we're not going to punch holes in my great putting. He's like, awesome. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, let's map this thing out. So you're so into it. And your time there, I'm going to use my words carefully here. We used to call you the miracle worker, the members there, because you worked with a skeleton crew. Your budget, I know, wasn't what it should have been to maintain a private club. And you did it in a great way. And then when I came out here, we were all thrilled for you when you announced you were buying Attica's 10th hole and golf course. And when I came out here, the first thing I said, do you remember the first thing I said to you after playing? I said, these are Fox greens. Like, you brought your magic touch with the greens out here to Attica.
Yeah, you know, every golf course starts with its greens. So if you can maintain the greens and keep them in the great shape, that's what makes the golf course. And that's where most, if not all, superintendents start. You know, it's you start from the tee and, or start from the green and work your way backwards.
What's it been like becoming getting into the other end of the business, too, like just the business end of it?
Well, the business end has been a learning experience. When I was here as the superintendent before going to Fox, I did do a lot of the office work. I did a lot of the bookwork here, paid the bills and did paychecks and stuff like that. So I knew that end of it. I think the thing that I've learned the most is those things that are behind the scenes, the things that you are required to have to be a business that you may not have known that you needed to have, the insurances and the trainings and everything else.
And your love is just out there on the golf course, right? Yeah, you want to be out there taking care of your piece of property.
Absolutely. I try to get out on the course myself personally as much time as I can. It seems to be lately that it's mostly in the evenings because my mornings are usually tied down doing help getting the golf shop ready, which we added. Attica never had a golf shop before. We built a golf shop so that we could handle the golf operations there instead of through the bar. I love being out on the course itself.
Scott Howard, the owner and superintendent here at Attica's 10th hole and golf course. We're excited to be here as well. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro, Jeff Mitis, Corey Griswold producing back in our Amherst studios. You're listening to Tee to Green here every Saturday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WGR. How has that balance been of probably wanting to be out on the course? I know that's your obviously your passion and your love to make this course the best that you think it could be, but also having to run an operation. And I'm sure during this last year with the pandemic and everything that's still going on, I mean, any business owner has faced a ton of challenges.
The balance has been good. The challenge is in the spring. We have a lot of staff that's college students, and we're waiting for them to get back here in May, so maybe I don't get out there quite as much as I'd like to at this time of year. For example, we just had a load of bunker sand delivered, and we were all gung-ho because it was such a beautiful spring, and then these last couple of weeks been a little wet. So, you just try to do what you can do when you can do it. That's the thing. You can't stress out. One thing I've learned as a superintendent, there always is tomorrow. Everything doesn't have to get done in one day.
You don't sound like a member.
No, he sounds like a super. He sounds like an owner.
Yeah, he does.
And superintendent.
Yes.
Scott, take me back to the decision to buy Attica's 10th hole and golf course a few years ago. Because I'm sure it's not, everybody says, oh, yeah, I'd love to own a golf course. And probably people working golf courses, yeah, it'd be great. If I was the owner, I would do this or that. Like, how, just can you take me through the decision process with you and your wife, Missy, saying, hey, let's do this?
Yeah, I met my wife at SUNY Delhi. I was going for golf course, and she actually was going for hospitality, which is a restaurant management. When we got married in 2003, we said, someday down the road, it would be great if we owned our own golf course. She would run the restaurant. I would run the golf course. It would be a dream. So there I was at Fox Valley, and I was enjoying my time there. But after spending 10 years here and actually still living in Attica, I heard a rumor through the grapevine that somebody was looking into purchasing Attica, and I didn't know it was for sale. So Missy and I talked about it, and I said, well, what if we approach the board and see at least what they're asking for? What are they looking for? And I had a meeting with the president of the club, and I said, hey, is there any way that we could jump into this? He said, we weren't necessarily putting it on the market, but, if it was the right offer and the right timing, we'll see what we could do. So that's when we started putting the process forward. We went and did some business planning with Buff State. We took some classes, like some programs up there, and they were able to help us out. And We put everything together and put together a proposal. And it took about a full year from the time we started till we completed the process and the sale was actually completed. We didn't take over until January 6th of 2020. And then the pandemic hit.
Well, yeah, of course. You know what's awesome about that, though? You guys had a dream. And it wasn't just like, okay, here's some money to throw at it. You took classes on business planning and the process. And congratulations, because a lot of people don't. We just saw that with, was it Vasecki, the golfer?
Yes.
Right?
Michael
Vasecki, the Monday qualifier.
And In tears,
he said, because not a lot of people get to follow through with their dreams. And you guys are doing it. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Scott, let's talk about the golf course. Jeff is, as he's, I was pulling up with him. He's saying, you know, he was here for the first time, and I was trying to describe it to him. A lot of elevation change, some really cool scenic views. I remember playing it in the fall, which is just a beautiful look here with all the foliage and everything. But for those that haven't been here, tell everybody a little bit about the golf course and what do you like about it?
Well, as you said, there's a lot of elevation change. I always joke with anybody that tells me they've never been here before. I said, this is number one. It's the only flat hole on the golf course.
It's not flat, by the way, folks.
It's the flattest, yes.
Flattest, yes. But you're right. The scenery in the fall, you get up on the very top of the hill here, and it overlooks the whole valley. Looking east towards Warsaw, you see the whole village. You can see the village of Attica, the leaves changing around you. It is a beautiful scene. I would say that some of the most unique features of this golf course is that there's not a lot of back and forth. Like the golf course itself, it's 9 holes where you're not playing the same hole more than once. I've played some golf courses where the design is great, but it seems like, boy, didn't I already play this hole once? Mm-hmm. That's one thing that I can say about this place is every hole is different. We are as a 9-hole golf course. We have 3 sets of tees. Most of our season pass holders will play the blues the one time around and the whites the second time around, because the way the tees are set up, you actually get a different look on some of the holes. Even though the whites are shorter, some of the shots you'll play completely different clubs in your bag the second time around. We were talking about it before the show started. I think the most unique hole here is the par 3 7th.
Yes.
It's from the back tee, it's 230 yards downhill. When you get up to the green, it's a very small 2,000 square foot green, but the green looks visibly as if it slopes from the back to the front. It almost looks pitched forward, but it's a complete opposite.
Yes, I found that out rather quickly.
It's like an optical illusion, basically.
Optical illusion. The hole itself goes so far downhill, even though the back of the green is built up, it's built up to keep it to be able to hold the ball on it.
I think it's the hardest par three. I'm confident in saying this. This is the hardest par three that's straightforward with no hazards in Western New York. You can run the ball down. You don't have to carry any ravines, anything like that. But there's no bunkers, right? I'm correct in
no
that.
Bunkers.
No bunkers. No water on it, and it'll be the toughest par three you play. It's right there in front of you. You can see the whole thing, and you'd be like, what's so hard about this? And then you play it.
But a lot of times, areas around the greens are what makes holes challenging. It doesn't have to have a bunker or a water hazard necessarily.
No, the green complex. It's not always about the hazards. It's about the area around the greens. And it's interesting. You get to play, through Western New York a lot of out this way. You get some elevation change, and in the Southern Tier, you get some elevation change. And I imagine this is one of those courses where it looks like it breaks right. Oh no, that's a visual deception there. And a lot of times architects will use that when they're designing a golf hole to try to trick you a little bit.
We're here at Attica's 10th hole and golf course, and we're talking with Scott Howard, the owner and superintendent, Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitas here on Tee to Green. Thanks for joining us here. If you just picked up the show, we'll have it all up on our on-demand section a little bit later this morning at WGR550.com. We'll also tweet it out as well on Twitter. Scott, I know you said growing up here in Attica, you wanted to kind of invest here in the community and the course itself, but I know you and your wife are working on having more events here, as well as there's opportunities for people even to come in and get lessons. I know you're having some clinics and things like that. So can tell us about some of the other events and things you got going on.
Yeah, yeah. To start with, Missy and I moved here when I first got the job here in 2006. So we've been a part of this area for quite some time now. We're going to be having a few things going on. We have Ren Jannetty. He's a member of the United States Golf Teachers Foundation. He's going to be giving lessons here on Thursday night, starting on May 13th at 6 o'clock. He can come. There's no appointment necessary. Like, you can just come in. You let him know what you want to work on, and you work on it. We are also going to be having here our main tournament this summer. We call it it used to be the Men's Invitational. Well, it's going to be an Open Invitational. It's going to be a two-man. Day one is going to be a two-man scramble. Day two, two-man shamble. Prizes and everything else. We'll have details out on our website on that soon.
And so that's open. So that's somebody listening saying, "Oh, I always hear about invitationals. This is a chance they could sign up, have a guest come and play, or having a buddy can come and play." Yeah.
Yep. Yep. It's cool. A two-person team. It's based. The price is based on whether you're a season pass holder or not.
Okay.
But you know, typically invitationals are a member guest.
Right.
Well, we don't have members anymore, so we wanted to still keep the tradition of the invitational going that this club had for so many years. But we wanted to be allowed to have anybody and everybody to come in and enjoy what we have to offer for them.
Great idea. Great idea.
Yeah. I noticed, Kevin, I think you saw it too on the way in. They've got that nice little display of the maple syrup, homemade syrup over there.
Oh, yeah. Well, because it's going to go on those pancakes I'm going to order. I saw a Facebook photo. I tell you, the food here is awesome.
Breakfast starts at 8, I heard.
Yeah.
The show ends at 8. Perfect timing.
Yes. No, the food here is awesome. I speak from experience. Awesome.
How about you want to mention the restaurant? And is that open to the public too, right?
The restaurant's open to the public. We are open weekly starting at 11, and we're open 11 to, during the week, we're open 11 to 8 for the kitchen. We have lunches, food. Our Friday night fish fry dinners are amazing.
Wings here are awesome.
The wings are very good.
They are.
If we can get them right now with the shortage.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. And then on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, we open at 8 o'clock for breakfast, and we're open all day. Our maple syrup that you mentioned, that's actually literally homegrown, because we have 50 acres of woods that came with the property, and we have leased that out to MB Maple, which is up on Clinton Street. And they pull the maple syrup right out of our woods, and that is the product that we feature and we sell here.
Awesome.
Very cool. Yeah, you can get it right in the clubhouse here. You can follow them on Twitter as well, at Attica's 10th Hole. And the 10th hole, of course, referring to where we're sitting right now here inside the clubhouse and restaurant.
What's it cost for to come and play a round of golf here?
So during the week, our rounds, 9 holes with a cart will cost you $22, 18 with a cart will cost you $33. On Friday, Saturday, Sunday mornings, it's $5 more. It's $27 for 9, $38 for 18 with a cart. We do have limited carts. Right now, we only own 20 carts, so please call ahead for a tee time. Our number is on our website. It's 585-591-0133. Extension 1 will get to the golf shop. We do recommend you make a tee time just to make sure that we have a cart available for you.
I'm going to tell you what. They're going to come out here, and they're going to spend $38. It'll be the best $38 they spend on golf this summer.
Yeah.
I say that with extreme confidence.
Yeah, it's a really cool, really cool hole, and we're going to do a little video afterwards too.
Yes, the 7th hole. Yes,
we'll post up.
That's after pancakes.
That's right.
Or should that be before pancakes?
Maybe before.
Yeah, probably.
Let's do it before. I don't need another thing to affect my swing. Yeah. I already got enough. Well, Scott, thank you so much for having us here. We appreciate your support of the show, and for all your work, like we said, over the years, helping us out with the Duster over at Fox. So keep up the great work. The course looks great.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you for having me on, and I will hopefully be able to make it to the Duster this year.
Awesome. And we're truly happy for you and your wife. Really
yes.
are.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Yeah, it's cool.
Scott Howard, the owner here at Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course on Tee to Green, as we are live here in Attica. The beautiful day. The sunshine is out. We're overlooking the course, and we'll have more when we return As we get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week, a lot of elevation change here at Attica. Jeff's going to tell you how to deal with that when you're on the golf course, hitting uphill, hitting downhill. He'll give us his insight when we return here from Attica's 10th hole and golf course when we return with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned, more Tee to Green coming up. Listen up, golfers, it's time for our Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
7:24. Welcome back here on Tee to Green. Brian Colziel, Kevin Sylvester, PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, Corey Griswold producing. Thanks for being with us here. We are in Attica on a beautiful sunny day here, and we're at Attica's 10th hole and golf course. And we want to, again, thank owner Scott Howard, him and his wife Missy here today, having us for the show. If you missed the segment with Scott, if you're just tuning in, we'll have it up in, on on-demand audio at WGR550.com. You also heard there, our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week is coming this segment with Jeff Mitis. We're going to talk about playing with elevation change. But first, one of our friends here on Tee to Green from Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel, Ryan Hasenauer. He's the director of marketing, and Batavia Downs, of course, a proud sponsor here of Tee to Green. They also will be providing prizes for our Tee to Green Fantasy League, which this week is the cutoff for our first set of prizes here. We're going to give prizes out every month, and there's a four-way tie, Kevin, right now.
Jeff's not in that four-way
tie. For the lead.
I am not. No.
That's right. Incredibly, no one has picked a winner yet. Entire month of April.
Wow.
No one picked Matsuyama at the Masters, and then no one picked Stuart Sink, of course, which probably is understandable. So essentially, if you pick a winner this week, you got a chance.
So I picked Paul Casey this week.
We've got 145 people in it. I took Patrick Reed. Did you remember to make your pick this week, Jeff?
I did it Thursday morning at 7 a.m., and apparently that's past the deadline, even though they didn't tee it up. I was actually
so have you gotten a pick in yet?
So, Jeff, we'll remain tied for last.
Let's not judge. Let's not judge. I know next week it'll be Wednesday, Thursday morning.
Jeff is currently at zero.
By the way, if you're
even though we're ineligible for prizes, you don't have to worry about Jeff finishing ahead of you.
Just by the way, if you're looking for a member of your fantasy football league, you may want Jeff in.
That's right. Good call on
he'll
that.
He'll pay the entry fee and then he'll be done.
Anyway, speaking of Batavia Downs, they'll be giving away a really cool VIP package, and we want to say good morning to Ryan Hasenauer here as we give him the longest intro in the history of radio. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so one of the prizes we're going to give away for our fantasy league, courtesy of Batavia Downs Gaming, is a VIP package here. Can you tell everybody about what that's all about?
Sure, it's what we call a stay and play. So it's an overnight stay, and while you're there, you get to play. We give you guys some free play as well as a food voucher for you and a guest inside of the restaurants. We have a couple of them. In fact, we're going to be debuting this week one of our newest restaurants, the Homestretch Grill, which is, you know, kind of our quick service area at the one end of the track, is actually going to be re-debuting as a Bourbon and Barrel barbecue area. So you can go into Fortune Steakhouse, of course, get yourself a nice steak with that voucher you win if you pick a winner here, or you can take it down to the barbecue place. So lots going on over at Batavia Downs these days.
Awesome. So good luck to all of our fantasy golf entries here. We'll have a winner at the end of this week. Of course, Ryan, also on here for a few minutes to give us your thoughts. We know a lot of golfers also like to maybe put a little wager on the Derby, which is today, the first Saturday in May. Yes, we've reached here. And Ryan, the horses to keep in mind today probably are going to be right next to each other, right? The 14 and the 15 are the two favorites coming in.
That's right. The 14 Essential Quality, the gray horse with Brad Cox as the trainer. Luis Saez on the back. He's 2-1 on the morning line. His odds even went up because, of course, advanced wagering started yesterday. He won the Bluegrass Stakes, and he was the winner of the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Race for two-year-olds. Of course, whoever wins that race then kind of becomes anointed as the Derby favorite already, and he hasn't lost since. He's done nothing wrong to make anybody think that he shouldn't be the post-time favorite. Although in that race, Brian, he did just barely win. He had to rally down the stretch, and he won by a neck. So some people are saying this is a very beatable favorite with maybe the number 15, Rock Your World, who was first in the Santa Anita Derby running wire to wire. He's going to set the pace and be near the front, but we'll have to see if he's got enough gas to get all the way around the track at a mile and a quarter.
I know you were on WGR on Friday morning with Howard and Jeremy giving your picks, but maybe for those that didn't hear that, tell us, who do you like today? What's actually going to be maybe something that you're going to put some a wager on?
So make sure that if you've got your programs, which of course are free at any Western OTB branch, or if you've already printed one, or if you just happen to have one, make sure you scratch the 16. Unfortunately, King Fury did scratch yesterday evening, so we've got 19 horses here today. I personally have got to use the 14 and the 15 in my bets. I'm going to make sure I'm going to be using those. Another couple horses to keep in mind is the number 6, Obesos. He's 20-1, so very good value. If he hits the board, he'll pay us some money. And he was 3rd in the Louisiana Derby. But what I like about him is he's progressing. Each and every race, he's getting better. You know, when you watch these playoff hockey teams here in a couple of weeks, and we see what the Bills did, they seem to get better. You know, as you get into the playoffs, you want to get better. It's the same thing for horses. As they get on the Kentucky Derby trail and they start progressing towards the first Saturday in May, you want to see those speed figures going up. And the number 6, Obesos, has been doing that. He's been getting better and actually had a 96 speed figure in that Louisiana Derby. Now, he did finish 3rd. But, again, that was a very, very tough trip for him. He kind of got bottled around in there, and then he rallied. He's also the son of the 2013 Derby winner, Orb. So he's got a really, really good lineage there. So I'm going to be using Obesos the 6. And then the other horse I'm going to be taking a look at is number 9, Hot Rod Charlie. Hot Rod Charlie has the 2nd best speed figure in the race behind Just Rock Your World, the 15. And his trainer is Doug O'Neill, who, of course, was the winner of the Kentucky Derby in 2012 with I'll Have Another. He's 8-1, and he won the Louisiana Derby, going wire to wire. He's also the son of the Preakness winner, Oxbow, who won many, many years ago. He'll also try to press the pace, and he's got blinkers on. That helps the horses focus. So when you see a horse with his blinkers on for the very first time, and, of course, when you're racing in front of 75,000 people and have 18 or 19 other horses around you, maybe it's good to have some blinkers on to focus. So I'm going to be going with the 6, the 9, the 14, and the 15, and I'll be using some other horses underneath as well. So it's shaping up to be a pretty good race, and people can get out to the OTB branches this morning at 10 o'clock. The first race at Churchill Downs is at 10:30, and we are taking wagers at Batavia Downs, thankfully. We do have that open for people to come out if they want to see us. I'll be at the Whirly Branch giving out cups and T-shirts, and doing my thing out there from 10 to 2, and then I'm going to be heading out to the home base in Batavia. But any of your OTB branches that are open today, and be sure to check out westernotb.com for the location near you. You can go ahead and find out where the closest ones are. There's going to be people there to help you make your wager. You can win cups and glasses. And if you're still not comfortable enough to get out there and do things today at an OTB branch, there's always batavia.com.
I tell you what, you may see me at the Whirly Branch because I need to deposit my this is what I do every year. I'll deposit money in my BataviaBets.com account to bet the Triple Crown. And then if there's any money left over, I hit the Triple Crown 1 year, the trifecta 1 year in the Preakness. And then I do some the horse. It's fun. It's fun. You throw a little. Sounds like you got some superfectas going in there. It's a cool thing. And I'm looking forward to the race today. Weather's good, right, Ryan?
Yeah, 73 degrees and sunny, so that'll be good. You know, Kev, you talk about the Whirly Branch. Brian and I have been at the Whirly Branch doing our broadcasts. And unfortunately, of course, no broadcast this year as there is a Sabres game on, but in the early part of the day.
That's a horse I'm not picking, by the way, today, the Sabres. So anyways,
yeah,
go ahead. Sorry.
But we talk about the Whirly. You're not going to be the only celebrity there. We've seen plenty of celebrities, Brian and I have seen. Over there, we've seen some former Sabres greats. We saw Rex Ryan roll up in his ridiculous pickup truck the 1 year. So the Whirly Branch seems to be a mecca for anybody who's anybody making a bet on the Derby or any Triple Crown race, really.
You're putting Kevin in the anybody who's everybody category.
Well, he didn't name the alphabet letter that I fit under. Okay, it's not A list, but yeah, we're
listen,
maybe a little.
I think Kevin's vehicle choice is much better than that Rex Ryan truck.
I'd take the truck right now. I'm paying for college, man.
That's right. So the race is as Ryan said, 10 a.m. You can start to get into OTB branches, BataviaBets.com if you want to set up an account there if you haven't done so already. For the actual Derby itself, $3 million prize, 6:57 post time, NBC. It'll also be right here on WGR. And again, we'll have some great prizes for our fantasy winners at the end of this month and every month, courtesy of Batavia Downs Gaming and Hotel. Ryan, thanks for supporting the Fantasy League and our show. And I know this is like Super Bowl Sunday for you and everybody in the racing industry, so enjoy the Derby.
Thanks so much, guys. Yeah, looking forward to today.
Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs with us here.
Always, you guys want me to take some of your money to, you know, like, we usually give you money to,
I know. Well, picking
place bets.
Picking a horse based upon name only, like, that's always fun to do. You've got Helium, you've got Dynamic One. How about 19? I think this is it. If you're picking solely on name, Soup and Sandwich. That's the 19 horse.
I like that one.
Soup and Sandwich. Midnight Bourbon.
Oh.
That's number 10.
Wow.
I know that's that could be you.
Hang on now.
That's a 10 horse.
I want to own a horse just so I can name
you know,
it.
You know, we got to pick that horse since, you know, Jim Beam Black is a sponsor of the show. We've got to go with Midnight Bourbon.
All right.
Right?
Throw 100 down.
Throw 100 cents.
100 units. That's right.
Hey, you know what? If you're going to do it, in all seriousness,
yep.
If you're going to wager on the horse race, do it responsibly.
Yep.
Well said. And if you're going to wager on skins today in your golf match, do it responsibly.
Yeah, negotiate your handicap properly on the first tee. That's how you win.
By the way, this is for everyone I golf with at Lancaster. I'm no longer getting in the skins game. I made 3 birdies last week. I birdied 16, the second hardest hole, and I got sawed off. I'm done, guys.
Oh.
I make that birdie. I can't win a skin. I'm done.
Their hearts are broken, Kev.
That's right. Yeah.
Well, they are, because I donate every week to...
Oh, good point.
Yes. Yeah, they are broke. I'm like an easy mark, and I'm like, damn, I'm playing well this week. I birdied 3. Not an easy birdie with that green.
Nope.
And I birdied 16. They're holding up. Guy goes, I got birdies 3 and 16.
16's like, a par 5.
It's like somebody texted him and said, hey... You know, saw Sylvester off. Here we go.
All right. Good for good.
Brian's
good.
Brian's like, cut Sylvester off. We got to go to break.
I got to turn the mic off. Before we go to break, though, let's, as we are live here at Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course, we mentioned elevation change, and we heard it was our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. So we're overlooking the 9th here. We're inside the 10th Hole restaurant here. That is the biggest elevation change, I feel like.
On the course?
On the course by far here.
Yep.
So this shot approaching in on number 9 here, you'd be very much above the hole.
Correct.
So what do you got to think about, Jeff, in terms of tips here to think about hitting a good shot if you're going very much downhill or very much uphill?
So a lot of people have the rangefinders with slope on them now. So it can basically tell you there's an algorithm in there where you point it at the flag and it'll say minus 5 yards or whatever it is. Please, when you're hitting downhill, it takes a lot to get a 5 or a 6 yard difference in your elevation change or your playable yardage for that. One thing I like to think of is it does tend to stop quicker when you're going from uphill to downhill.
Okay? Yeah.
When you're hitting to an uphill pin, I always found that shot a little more difficult because a lot of times you couldn't see the base of the pin or maybe not even see the pin. So that ball's obviously going to have to carry a little further, and they typically won't stop as quickly when you're hitting to an uphill pin. So that's something to consider. But in the swing, one of my favorite tips is if you're hitting, like if you're on an uphill lie and trying to swing uphill, one of the things, my best key for that shot is to make sure I turn and face the target. So because you're uphill, you have to work a little bit harder to rotate and get that belt buckle facing the target through your golf swing. So that's something to be real cognizant of when you're trying to hit from an uphill lie. Downhill lie, those can be difficult because the ball wants to come out low. I take a lot of practice swings, and I'm going to feel like I'm chasing down that slope and maintaining my balance. I might move it back in my stance a little bit. And then
do you want to turn... Do you want to have your shoulders like be parallel with the ground, essentially?
Yeah, I try to have match the slope as much as possible. Yeah, definitely. And make a bunch of practice swings. Same on the uphill lie. Try to get your shoulders to match the slope as much as possible. And on the downhill lie, that's a swing I really try to stay in control and in balance. And you're going to take – you can get away with it because if it's an 8-iron, you might have to hit a 9-iron because of the slope. Remember that, too. When you're hitting uphill, you're adding off to your club. You're hitting downhill, you're de-lofting your club. So that's a factor in your club selection.
Yeah. Depending upon where you would end up on a hole like number 9 here at Attica, it is a it's definitely would be a challenge for you here, too. Is hitting it where the ball is below your feet, is that the harder shot, you think?
Like a downhill lie?
Yeah.
Downhill lie, ball below your feet. That's a difficult shot. I try to reduce my leg action, try to get real solid and like a 3/4 tight motion because I want to make sure I make really good contact on that.
Because that ball is going to come out at a lower trajectory.
It's going to come out lower, and you're going downhill, so all those things are – it takes a little experience to play them, but that's what makes golf fun. You know, if you get out to play different lies, I've always enjoyed playing hilly golf courses. I always thought the creativity and the stuff you need to get around a golf course like that made it a fun round of golf.
Yeah, especially if you live in Western New York and maybe some of the north towns around, you know, Buffalo, where every course is essentially flat.
Yep.
This is worth a little drive out here to play. Because
ride's beautiful, too.
The ride's beautiful, but the views are beautiful, but you'll get a chance to hit some totally different golf shots that you may never get here at Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course. So, okay, go ahead.
Life tip. Yes. Don't take a swig of coffee while you're still laughing. Sorry.
That's right. That's all right.
I kind of spit coffee. I have to order a new Donald Ross hoodie. Good thing I tweeted out our link because I got coffee all over it now. Sucks. I love this thing.
It is a nice hoodie.
Ugh.
Okay, time out here from Attica's 10th Hole Golf Course. When we come back, you heard our tip of the week. We'll get a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard here and some other news and notes as we roll on here from inside Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course with PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester. I'm Brian Colziel. Corey Griswold back in our Amherst studios. Thanks for listening here. Tee to Green on WGR. More in just a moment.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green coming up. Time for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. Brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And also by Puma Golf Shoes.
And before we get to that leaderboard, I want to mention Scroy Financial. They're supportive of Tee to Green again this season. They're the locally family-owned financial planning firm. They've been helping Western New Yorkers achieve their financial goals since 1971. Hey, real simple. Set up a one-hour free consultation, even if you're already with somebody. You know, they'll look it over there, and they'll kind of tell you if you're on track or how to get on track with your finances, college planning, retirement planning, you name it. 716-674-6700. Go to their website, scroyfinancial.com. That's S-G-R-O-I financial.com.
All right, it is time now for a check of the PGA Tour leaderboard. The Valspar Championship going on in Palm Harbor, Florida. And a two-way tie for the lead. Keegan Bradley, Sam Burns, they are both at minus 12. They have four-shot cushion on a group at 8-under par that includes Max Homa, Charlie Hoffman, and former U.S. Open champion Lucas Glover. Large group at 7-under par that includes Zach Johnson, Sungjae Im. Other notable names here, Bubba Watson is 5-under par. Got to give Canadian shout-out here. Corey Connors, minus 4. Hovland is 4-under. Dustin Johnson is 3-under. Phil Mickelson missed the cut by a shot. He was actually playing well. He came off the course yesterday and was not happy. He ended up having such a really nice birdie run during his early portion of his back nine. He made three in a row, was one inside the cut lines, but it all fell apart in the closing holes. He misplayed 16, 17, and 18 terribly. And he said that, he goes, here's Mickelson's quote, quote, "I know what my problem is. I'm not physically able to keep my focus. As I've gotten older, I'm having a hard time focusing. That's my challenge right now." He goes, "It's not my swing. I'm trying all different things to be able to elongate and stay focused or to refocus." Mickelson will be 51 in June.
He said he might turn down a special exemption to the U.S. Open, I saw, too. Yeah. He must be feeling a little down on himself lately.
Well, I think Phil is golf. I mean, he knows so much about golf, the swing and what have you, and I think he respects the game a lot. He's probably wrestling with, all right, am I taking a special exemption here? I should earn my way there.
Yeah, and as a player, you don't want to feel like you're not competitive walking into an event, too. You don't want to feel like you're just fighting to make the cut. Sometimes you have to do that to get through your season, and you got to grind it out. But in big event, you hate walking to the first tee and thinking you have no chance of winning, and he might be there.
Yeah, Mickelson's going to play next week at the Wells Fargo, and then he does have the ability to play in the PGA Championship 2 weeks from now because he has a lifetime exemption because he is a past champion. Ricky Fowler will also get to play in that PGA Championship despite not actually qualifying for it. He's currently 111th in the official world golf ranking. He continues to fall, but they're going to give him one. They gave one to Vijay Singh. That was the last one in the year 2000. You mentioned the USGA might give one to Mickelson.
Vijay didn't win the PGA, right? He won. I thought he won the PGA at Valhalla.
It might have been after. Was it after 2000 maybe when he won it?
I think there's only 10-year exemptions for that, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they've changed that since.
Yeah, they've changed it since.
Five-year.
But now Mickelson
lifetime.
Has a – now the PGA has a – and now maybe it's because he's a multiple champion. I don't know. I'm reading this. It's a golf.com article here that says that Mickelson's got
You can't trust golf.
A lifetime.
I'm kidding.
But Fowler's going to get an exemption to the PGA. Right. And this kind of goes back to maybe, Kevin, something we talked about last week. Remember the PGA Tour said they're going to kind of keep aside a pot of money for
The Q rating.
The Q rating.
To simplify
and Fowler brings that.
He certainly does.
Does he deserve, though, getting the exemption? Or, I mean, or does that kind of go together, you think?
Well,
part of the exemption is promoting the game and promoting.
Right. Who's more deserving?
He's helped grow the game of golf.
Yeah.
Ricky Fowler. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the kids who want to be like Ricky, you know, wear this, like, he's got a following. So I certainly understand.
He's my son's favorite golfer.
Why they would do so. Yeah. So, you know.
I, even when I was coaching college golf, you'd see all the kids wearing the orange hat and the orange hat and everything.
I wear the pea Puma hats. Yeah. I think they're cool.
Yeah, so he's done a lot for golf. I think, you know, it's not always on play. You know, they want to have personalities at the end.
Sure.
I mean, it's a competitive event. He's still, you know, 111th in the world doesn't mean you're terrible.
Listen, the USGA just had like a media day for Torrey Pines this past week, and they, instead of inviting traditional media, did you see this on Twitter?
I did see something.
You know, the non-traditional media, which is Instagram influencers, you know, for the most part, they're non-traditional media.
Yeah.
I still include them as media, right? The NHL is one of the first to do this, to invite bloggers to it, to cover games. So the traditional writers, and one in particular, I'm not even going to give him, I'm not going to say his name here because I don't want to give him any publicity for it. He's calling out the USGA because he didn't get invited. That's why.
Yeah.
You know, and the non-traditional media are like, well, why is he so, like, there's room for all of us. And I'm like, I want to tweet out, but I'm like, I'm not even getting involved with this crap. He's just pissed off that he didn't get invited by the USGA. They're trying something different.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It's all trying to grow the game, get more people in golf. So that's cool. I want to mention, you mentioned Corey Connors real quick.
Yeah.
We have an audience in Southern Ontario. We go all the way to Toronto, our signal. I feel for every Canadian golfer out there right now that wants to play golf. You can bike ride in Canada outside. It's an active weekend. But my friends from Golf Talk Canada, Mark Sacchino, who I work with on PGA Tour Radio, he's been fighting really hard to get the premier on, to get their mayor on and everything to explain why they can't play golf. They can't play golf in Canada right now unless they've changed
in
it
Ontario,
overnight.
Right?
In Ontario.
Right.
In the
Ontario. Then the other provinces they can, but Ontario, where we have a lot of our listeners, obviously.
That's outrageous to me.
Yes.
It is outrageous to me that they you know, Canada, I feel you guys are going through a tough time, lockdown after lockdown after lockdown on the virus until you can get everybody vaccinated. You should be able to walk and play golf outdoors.
It's one of the safest
things
you can do. Right? You're
Well, and look at, we're getting guidance every week now from CDC about being outside, more and more saying how that it's the safer spot to be.
Yeah, you don't have to wear a mask outdoors, they say now,
or
if you're,
right.
If you're social distancing. So,
because you were wearing one when you played before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. Yeah,
but
common sense, right? Yes.
To
me, it's just baffling to me that our friends in Southern Ontario, right across the river there, cannot go out and play golf at some of the great facilities across the border.
Well said.
Or come here and play.
Oh, that's bad for business, too.
Well, just, you know, come on. Let people get out. It's for their mental health, the relief of stress even. Come on.
That's right.
Imagine that. You'd be doing, Kev, if golf courses were closed
You know what? Actually, remember we were able to play that we weren't able to play? Yeah. I started fishing.
It was a little stretch in March last year when they shut them down. Yeah.
I started fishing, and I'm hooked. Pun intended.
Hooked. Yeah,
but it was something to get outdoors, you know, just to relieve the situation.
Time now for our Champions Tour report brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, which we're all wearing right now, the world's finest golf apparel. And the Champions Tour this week, they're at the Insperity Invitational in the Woodlands in Texas. But no golf to report yet. Yesterday was a total washout. So round one is today, and a lot of the big names on the Champions Tour are playing in it. But everyone's even because no one's teed off yet.
There you go.
So there's your Champions Tour report. Let's get the latest now on the Ryder Cup, and it's brought to you by the Jump Agency, Main Street in Clarence. The U.S. standings at the moment, DJ, who's playing this week, is in first, DeChambeau in second, JT, who's also playing this week, in third, Morikawa fourth, Xander fifth, Brooks Koepka is in sixth. Patrick Reed, though, is in seventh. He's playing this week, an opportunity to pass Koepka. Finau eighth, Simpson ninth, Berger tenth, Spieth is 11th, and Horschel is in 12th. The U.S. captain's picks are going to be an endless debate between now and the build-up to what Steve Stricker ends up doing. Good luck. There's so many amazing names there.
Steve Stricker is going to be like a travel hockey coach this past week in Buffalo. All these people contacting about getting their player on the squad.
Yeah.
you know what I think is cool? We talked about that bonus pool. Max Homa That guy's been fun to watch. Talk about a guy who's going to be...
Who's in 16th.
Yeah, and he's been playing better. And
but social media.
Social media. He's great. He's a great follow.
Yes.
So if you're on Twitter, he's a guy you want to follow.
He definitely, I mean, has a chance this week because he's playing well, a chance to move up and get himself up closer toward the automatic. I don't know if he'll make it to the top six, but he could be a guy to pick. Zalatoris is in 18th. That's another guy. Scotty Scheffler's a guy that's in the mix. There's so many guys you could just sit here and argue for.
When Max Homa beat Finau in the playoff at Riviera, when I got to interview Max on the green, I almost teared up hearing him talk about how much it meant for him to win basically in his backyard. He goes, this is my Masters, the Riviera, which, you know, I don't know if we appreciate enough each week, right, on what these weekly tournaments mean for guys. Like, so let's look at Michael Vasecki there, you know, he's the aspiring pro, right? He played at University of Central Florida. He lives with his parents. They've supported him. Makes the Monday qualifier. You know, they pay to be in Monday qualifiers.
A lot. $250, $500, depends on the event.
Yeah, it might be $500 to play. Yep. Just making it to the event. He didn't make the cut, but making it to the event. It was just an awesome story this week for a guy who's chasing his dream. And he, you know, maybe it's the only time he makes it. Maybe he gets a sponsor's exemption out of this. Maybe someone says, you know what, let's have that guy there because it's a great story.
Yeah, and it was really cool. The hardest thing to do is the Monday qualify for tournaments.
Absolutely, right? You got to shoot like 63, like 60,
every time,
right?
And there's 150 guys that are all good. Yes. Trying, and you're taking four guys.
Yeah, there are guys here from Western New York who've tried it. Some are currently trying it. It's a hard route to go. That's what Zalatoris did, by the way. Will Zalatoris decided to go Monday qualifiers to make it, and he did, and look where he's at now.
Yeah, well, he's the cream of the crop, though, and the cream of the crop does rise. So,
but he went to Monday qualifier route because he didn't make Q school.
Correct.
Right. Yep. So it's, you know, it's a game of golf. It could be your week,
and it's a different type of golf that day because it's just shoot 63 right. or bust.
And that's how Corey Connors, back to bring it full circle to Canada. Corey Connors, when he won the Valero Texas Open, Monday qualified and won the event, changed his life.
I just tweeted out the video of him making the putt on the Monday qualifier to make the Valspar Championship, and then him on his cell phone talking to his dad, saying that he made it.
Isn't it awesome?
His dad's choking up. Yeah. Then you see Michael's in tears. Like, it's just, it's a really cool spot. So if you didn't see the video, it was kind of going around the golf viral internet this week on social media. Yeah. Check it out. I just tweeted it out at Brian WGR, and he had a decent gallery too.
Yes.
People wanted to follow him on
the first hole.
He birdies his first hole. Yeah. Got up and down out of a bunker. It was a cool shot.
You talk about Q rating and stories. Like, that's a story we're going to remember from this year.
It's no really doubt.
Good. And hopefully it continues. So I'm rooting for that guy.
That's right. That's right. Okay, we got just a minute or so here left on Tee to Green. We're at Attica's 10th hole and golf course. And while we're at it here, we want to thank Scott Howard and his wife, Missy, for having us here today. We're going to go out and play the 7th hole right now and do a little video. So look for that later.
And then pancakes.
And then,
promised me pancakes.
I did promise you pancakes.
Yes,
that's right.
I'll buy you pancakes, Jeff.
But Kevin, these are just the cool places in Western New York that if you haven't played and you like to play golf, this is a cool spot to come and play.
It's a great spot to come and play, and please come out and support Scott and his family here. This is it's a fun. You'll have a great time. Hey, real quick, can I mention? I promised somebody I mentioned this. Maybe we'll start doing this every week. Mention one charity tournament, but. Roger Pacus and Anila Pacus family from Fredonia. Roger unfortunately passed away this past year. They're having their first annual Roger Pacus Memorial Scholarship Golf Tournament Friday, June 25th at Shorewood down in Dunkirk. So, you know, contact Shorewood for that or just, you know, Google the Roger Pacus. It's PACOS Memorial Scholarship Golf Tournament. Friday, June 25th will be that event.
Okay.
Great guy. Great teacher down there.
Glad we got that information across. So, again, thanks to Scott Howard and everybody here at Attica's 10th Hole and Golf Course. You can check it out at that website as well, atticas10thhole.com, and also you can follow him on Twitter as well, at Attica's 10th Hole. Wanted to thank Ryan Hasenauer from Batavia Downs for joining us. If you're watching the Derby today, enjoy that. It's a busy sports day. On WGR, we've got draft coverage at 10. I'll be on for the Sabres. They pregame at 12. We've got the game at 1, and then the Derby on WGR later, covered starting at 5. So
UPL playing net today?
UPL is in again.
That gets good.
Yeah, yes. Fun to watch now.
It is fun, for sure. Only 5 games left, and he should play as many
play
as he physically can play.
Yep.
Okay, Jeff, enjoy your week.
Looking forward to it.
Ready to go out and
I am.
We're going to go out and play the par 3, number 7 here at Attica's 10th hole. Looking forward to it. For Jeff Mitas, Kevin Sylvester, Corey Griswold back in our Amherst studios. Thank you, Corey, as always. I'm Brian Colziel, and we thank you for listening to Tee to Green every Saturday right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and Jim Beam. And by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.